Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning, everybody, on this special Memorial Day call with J. Dietrich Stroh. I want to thank everybody for joining us. If you're one of our new family members or you've been with us for a while, we're over 70,000 listeners strong now, and that's all because of you. And if you'd like to get a list of all of our great guests every month, you can go to my website, greenskyandbluegrass.com, and sign up for the monthly Mind Vitamin newsletter, and you'll be able to get a listing of all of our great guests. And it is just a privilege and a pleasure to be here with you every week to give you tools you can use, tips you can trust, and things that will really bring value to your life. And I know that this show will certainly fit into that category. I don't know who hasn't been touched by cancer. Maybe you have a loved one with cancer. Maybe you're going through cancer. Maybe it's somebody that's a friend of yours. I know myself personally, my mom passed away of colon cancer in 2005, and then my dad passed away of lung cancer in 2006. And I was their sole caregiver. And certainly it was a very difficult time for me. Many people out there listening, I know you can relate to this. But it was really a gift and a blessing in many ways as well. And I think when we experience these very difficult things in life, you know, it's always good to be able to learn from them, to process them, and to grow from them. And I think that's what our guest will do today. The diagnosis of cancer often takes the patient and family deep into dark places filled with fear, anger, and loneliness. There are no simple rules to follow, no easy answers on how to move forward. Overnight, our guest today, Dietrich Stroh, went from a successful businessman to a caregiver powerless over the course of his wife's illness. He had to face internal weakness and external obstacles in order to take care of his lovely wife when the time came to lovingly let her go. J. Dietrich has written a book called 3 Months, A Caregiver Journey from Heartbreak to Healing, and it's both a love story and a story of hope and a guidebook for those who are going through this type of difficult event. Anyone going through an experience with a terminal illness would benefit from reading this, quotes Dr. Kim Allison, MD, and she's director of breast pathology at the University of Washington Medical Center. This book has been endorsed by many medical professionals and those in the caregiving community. If you'd like to learn more about J. Deke, you can go to www.3monthsbook.com. That would be 3monthsbook.com. We're going to take a quick break and we'll bring you back on air with J. Dietrich Stroh. So we'll see you in a second.
Is your life crazy? Do you want to transform your challenges into celebrations? You can with the right guidance system. Check out Deb Scott's award-winning book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. Readers on Amazon.com give The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue 5-star rave reviews. Visit Deb at greenskyandbluegrass.com to get your copy and sign up for her free Mind Vitamin newsletter. Get The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue and step into your greatness today. Go to greenskyandbluegrass.com now.
Okay, well, thanks for staying with us while we're waiting for Dave Dietrich to give us a call in. I wanted to share three tips from his phenomenal groundbreaking book. I encourage everybody to get this as a read. If you're dealing with this issue in your life of caregiving or cancer or yourself or a loved one, the first thing that he encourages people to do is to really understand the diagnosis. I know myself, this was something I was a biology major in school, and I did sell devices in the cardiac surgery operating room and so forth, but it's different when your loved one is dealing with cancer and you're sitting there for hours with them in radiation perhaps, as I was, or chemo treatments, and it's overwhelming when it's happening to you. So understanding the diagnosis will really help you dictate the kind of care that you will need. Deitch says that understanding includes not only the basics of how diseases work, but what the symptoms are, possible treatments, and likely outcomes. When the doctor told my wife and I that my wife had pancreatic cancer, we both knew enough about that form of cancer to know it was quite serious, but neither of us knew what the treatment options were, nor did we have a firm grasp of how her treatment would turn our world upside down. So getting the facts, good and bad, finding the truth, you know, that cannot be emphasized enough. And you have to ask a lot of questions is a second point. Modern medicine is highly complicated, but the simplest questions are often the most effective to ask. For example, what should you expect from the disease? Be sure the doctor or nurse with whom you are speaking takes time to explain it all, and don't be afraid to ask them to repeat something if you don't understand. You know, I found with my mom and my dad that asking a lot of questions was really the best thing that we did, because anything that you're thinking or feeling, you need to get an answer to that, or it will just contribute to negativity. And this is a time where you need to be positive and you need to be clear. And that really segues into the third point, which is taking notes. And taking notes can help you, as you may find that due to stress, your memory may not be as complete as it could be. Find out what level of care is necessary at home, and from an expert standpoint, how much of that you should undertake. Be clear about the best ways to communicate with your medical care providers. And I would definitely say taking notes is key. When you're emotionally traumatized, it is impossible to remember everything. And taking notes will really help you in that decision-making process. And also, I would encourage people to write down their questions so that during the days between treatments, during the days between different events, if you write down those questions, I carry around a notepaper. I know that that's something that we did, and it really helped tremendously because you forget. You know you're in there and you want to ask something, and then you leave and you're like, oh, I forgot to ask that. These are things that can help you help yourself in dealing, you know, with cancer and also the caregiving end of things, which is an equal component. It's something that affects everybody in, you know, in different ways, but it definitely will be affecting you. I am looking for Deitch here on the switchboard, and we're not seeing him call in yet, so I really appreciate your patience. If you have a caregiving story that you'd like to share, perhaps you would like to call in to 347-637-1318. Maybe you know somebody that has cancer. Maybe you're going through cancer. Maybe you have something that you would like to share about the experience with cancer. I know a very dear friend of mine, you know, she has a birthday every year. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in her early 30s, and she was pregnant with her second child, and getting that diagnosis that she was going to have to undergo chemotherapy and she might not make it. She had both of her breasts removed. She had plastic surgery subsequently after that. But, you know, this was something that she didn't really expect to live through. She ended up losing her second child with the chemotherapy treatment. And every year, now she's, you know, a little over 40, and every year she has her birthday, and she's so grateful because she never thought she would. You know, this is a birthday I never thought I would see. And isn't that a great attitude, to be grateful for aging and all the things that come along with it? And I think that sometimes being grateful, you know, for those people that are with you, that being grateful, not waiting for a disease to strike, all of these things can make a difference in the quality of our life. And everybody wants a good quality of life. Think of today being Memorial Day, and all of our loved ones who have passed away, families that have lost somebody, but they made the sacrifice for you and for I. And I think sometimes just to say thank you, to reflect, to acknowledge those things is what makes life worth living. Well, I want to encourage everybody to go to 3months.com where you can learn more about DEET, and there may have been something that happened. Well, I tell you, you are all the best listeners still hanging in there, but I think what we'll do is give a reschedule on this show, and I hope that you will stop by my website at greenskyandbluegrass.com. We'll get that posted, or you can go to my Facebook page, Deb Scott, motivational speaker, and you will see an update when we'll have DEET rescheduled. But, you know, I think that cancer is something that strikes so many people in different ways, and there's such a great community of people who have overcome this. And as horrible as it feels when you're going through it, there is always that silver lining. And I think that this show will definitely help you find that silver lining in your day to know that there is always something beautiful that can be born out of something that you may not want. You know, it's just when the caterpillar was ready to give up that he became the butterfly. And I think that there's a lot of opportunity for all of us to transform these things that we don't want and to have them become the things that we most need, love, and appreciate. And that would be all of you out there. So I will just close with my favorite quote by Oscar Wilde: be yourself because everybody else is already taken. Know that there's nobody else in the world like you. You're unrepeatable. There will never be anybody else like you in the world. So go out and share your shine. The world needs you. Much love, and check back because we will get DEET rescheduled real soon here. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.